You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 2-1. Rudiger Stead to score and Aston Villa to win in the market at 10-1. Villa now gone 11 Premier League games, Lee, without a win. Yeah. Drawing 2 and losing 9. That's the longest winless streak in the Premier League. There's clearly a gap between these two teams in terms of ability, but at least Remy Gard got a little bit of a response, the desired response against Manchester City a couple of weeks ago, and he's had those 2 weeks to work with some of his players that haven't been on international duty.
Not many though these days, are there? And one of the problems that, for a manager when the players go away is that if they come back with injuries, and Jordan Amavi, who's been one of the positives for Villa, has come back from the France under-21s with a knee injury, so it doesn't look like he'll be involved. Which is a problem. That means he's got to move players around in his team and try and get something out of them. Yeah, you're right. He did get a reaction out of them, but look, I don't think it's going to be enough. I mean, I hate to kind of say, oh yeah, he's no good as a manager. I don't know too much about him, obviously. No. I'm not an expert on guard. It's harsh just to say I don't think he'll keep them up. So very quickly, Derek. When I was talking, I talked to Ron earlier in the week. He said to me, he asked me if there was a price. There isn't, unfortunately. He asked me if there was a price or a market for the points total for relegation. Ron thinks it could be 29 for safety this season, which I thought was crazy
for safety,
talk.
I'm not even sure mathematically.
When you look now, 12 matches gone, Bournemouth are on 8. You can't see an awful lot of improvement for Bournemouth to actually, you're talking about, obviously we've got, 38 games in the season, haven't we? Now, they've 12 gone, 8 points for Bournemouth, 6 for Sunderland and 5 for Villa. Yeah. I mean, in a crude sense, you treble those games, don't you? And that's not how it works, obviously. No. But where are they going to get points from? And you look above them. Yeah. You've got Newcastle, maybe you could see some improvement, maybe not. Chelsea, obviously, will move up the table. Norwich might get dragged in. You'd think Swansea should be okay. West Brom, who out of those teams above are going to get dragged into that bottom three? Yeah. And I wonder about Villa. I wonder if the best they can do is muster a goalless draw. I'm not saying they should have got any more than that, but I worry about Leicester. I really do. I don't think I'm not sure that we're going to see much more. I worry about Villa. Sorry, I'm not sure we're going to get much more out of Villa this season, to be honest with you. I don't see where the goals come from. They're really low on goals. Scored 10, the lowest scorers in the Premier League with West Brom and Stoke. I don't see where it's going to come from for them. And I think, I don't really like backing Everton at 1-2, if I'm being honest. But they're a much better side than Aston Villa. And I think, following on from the 6-2 home win, the last home victory against Sunderland, I think they beat Villa here. I think, Villa may well have been, really keyed up. It's a home game against Man City. I think they'll get stung here. They've been terrible away from home. I think Everton win, and I think there'll be over 2.5 goals in the match. So Everton win over 2.5 for me. I'm not going for the both teams to score because I think Everton could win 3-0.
Everton to win this game and over 2.5 goals, 13-10 here with William Hill. Derek, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, if 29 points is the yardstick for staying up, Chelsea only needs 6 more wins, and they'll be safe. That's good news for them. I mean, are Villa as bad as they look? I mean, Christ, not even Chelsea are as bad as Villa look at the moment. That 0-0 draw against Man City, shows promise, but come on, if you look at that game, City pasted them, and it could have been 7 or 8-0.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I mean, Villa, you look at Villa, and you think, where are the points going to come from? Well, they've got 5. I'm staggered they've got that many, because they're a very, very poor side. If you're under Sunderland in this league, that's how poor you are, and Everton will win this. Everton are 1-2, are they?
Yeah.
Let's say they were 4-7, the same price to beat Villa as Southampton are to beat Stoke. Come on, which bet would you rather have? Everton will beat Villa all day long. It's a nail on set.
Yeah, and if you're looking for the Premier Fantasy football markets, go to the specials. Lots of markets under there. Romelu Lukaku involved in that highest scoring player market. He's 6-1. And
I was going to say that I'm not a massive fantasy player, but I think they will get a bit of a pasting from Everton, to be fair. And like I said, I'm not a massive fantasy player, but interesting. There's loads of markets they've put up there. It's a new thing. I think it's 3 weeks old, this is. Mm. So if you like your fantasy football, then have a check on that. The specials page is 6-1. Lukaku to be the highest scoring player. All the details are at the bottom of the market.
Yeah, and they're all listed on the specials, and we've got a full range of markets, and hopefully we'll have a podcast in the not too distant future as well.
Woo-hoo.
Fingers crossed.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.